101.3 WIBD. AM 1470. You can turn the microphone off while I cough. It is 8:16. Joined in the studio for a community conversation this morning. Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County is here, along with Russ and Jessica from Habitat for Humanity of Washington and Dodge Counties. Welcome, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jessica was just here. She's an old pro this week at being here. So let's start with Michelle.
Absolutely.
How's the Mosaic Project?
Oh, it's awesome. We our goal is 300 canvases to hang collectively together, and we are almost there. But there's still time. So if you are interested in taking part in the Community Mosaic Project at the Volunteer Center, make sure you stop by the hub soon. The canvases are 6x6 square, and you can do anything you want to the front of that canvas that talks about community, talks about what social good means. And then 300 of those canvases will hang together at the Gallery of Wisconsin Art from September 8th to October 27th. And it will be a mosaic that talks about what our community looks like when we come together. Then we're going to have something fun. We're having a celebration of that community mosaic on the 20th of September. And that celebration is going to include a coffee cocktail competition. Your tips will be the voting of which cocktail wins that competition. So they're going to be coffee themed. We'll have celebrity bartenders like Tony Cable, Jeff and Bink from Timmer's, and we're going to also have some fun appetizers from Wisconsin Soup Company, the new Italian restaurant in town, and some other amazing restaurants as well. So that should be a really fun event.
And that's coming up when?
September 20th. There are already tickets available. You just go to our website, volunteernow.net. There's on the top of the website, it says Community Mosaic. Hit there, and then there's going to be a button for buying tickets.
All right.
You'll also, when it opens September 8th, you'll also be able to view all of the canvases individually on the same website, and then read about what the artists were thinking about when they created it.
Oh.
And bid on them as well.
That's right, because that's the other component.
Right. All of those canvases will be for sale.
All right. I jumped in with the mosaic. Sorry about that. Was there anything else you wanted to...
You know what? It's really fun and exciting, and it's a part of really what's going on right now. We do also have a Do Good Bus Ride coming up September 15th. Our hint for this one is making new strides in the community. Something special is happening in West Bend in our community, and you can be a part of what's happening. So jump on. You might get your hands a little dirty, but then you're going to help celebrate the new trails were blazing in West Bend.
There's the hint.
It's a pretty good hint, isn't it? Yeah. So they'll be meeting at the hub. It's good for anyone 12 or older. You will be doing a bit of a hike. Another hint, I guess. And as always, you can sign up for the Do Good Bus Ride on our website, volunteernow.net.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So, shall we?
Yeah, let's talk to our visitors with us today. Habitat for Humanity is one of our partner agencies for the Volunteer Center, and we love to bring in people and let them talk about what they've got going on. And I think Habitat's got something going on.
Yes, we do.
This is the third year, right?
Yeah, third year of German Fest for Habitat for Humanity here in downtown West Bend. And so we're excited to take over that event for the third year now. And we have a great lineup of music and a great lineup of venues. And I think it's going to be a pretty doggone good weekend of weather as well. So all of the key components are coming together for a really successful weekend and to celebrate the German heritage that so many people here in Washington County and particularly West Bend have. So we're looking forward to it.
And the money raised goes to the works of Habitat.
Absolutely. 100% of the proceeds. We actually, about a year ago, actually bought a property on Kilbourne in West Bend. And those three lots are going to be able to produce three homes for deserving families in need. And so one of the homes we're working on right now, and that's with the proceeds that we got from the first year. And then the next homes are going to be built by the proceeds from German Fest for the next couple of years. And so these are actually, you know, physical. You can go see the homes, and they're right across the street from Riverside Park. And so these families will have a wonderful location to raise their families in.
Awesome.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jessica, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the entertainment at German Fest?
Yeah, specifically I'll stick to tonight just for anyone looking on for tomorrow. I don't know if anyone listened Tuesday, but I'll get a little bit. And you can find out more information at our website. It's westbendgermanfest.com. So our full lineup's on there. All our food vendors and everything that you want to know will be happening. And tonight, we are kicking off the music with Whiskey Throttle at 5 p.m. And we also have our Dancing Sausages at 5 p.m. tonight. So it's going to be really exciting. It's real fun. And you can win prizes if you are brave enough to dance with them. So
okay.
We also have the UW-Madison ice cream bus serving free Babcock ice cream from 5 to 8. And they do educational purposes about UW-Madison for children. So it's really good to get the scoop on what Madison is about.
Besides, and it's awesome ice cream.
Oh, yeah, I've heard so many good things. I was like, I have to try it myself. I've never had it. We have our Sheep's Head tournament starting tonight as well. And we just have a lot of great music. And the Cheap Shots late closing out the night. So
I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Bill and Bill Mitchell from Buzz Country and I are going to be over there and introduce the bands and mm-hmm. welcome people in tonight. And looking forward to it. And we should mention that it is free admission.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% free admission. And, you know, we're doing our very, very best to try to preserve that 33-year tradition of not charging to come to German Fest to hear all this wonderful music that was started so many years ago. And that's very unlike so many events nowadays that you can just come in for free and take a part of all the great things. The funny thing about the dancing tonight with the sausages, it's called, this was coined by my wife, who's a German teacher, and she calls it, they win a prize for the worst dancing.
No.
Ah, see? So
that is funny.
So I would imagine that probably not only for this weekend, but throughout the year, you probably utilize the volunteer center for to find a volunteer or two.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, volunteers really make the program of Habitat for Humanity work. We depend upon removing the labor element of building homes. And that is really what allows Habitat to sell these homes to our partner families at a very discounted rate, you know. So volunteers are key now, and we understand that most of our volunteers come in with very little experience, but that's perfectly okay. We break things down very simply, and we attack the single project for that day. For example, if we're hanging drywall, we will simply teach individuals how to hang drywall. And it's not all that complicated. You know, we teach them how to cut it. We teach them how to place it on the wall. We teach them how to center it on studs. And then they can actually hang the drywall. And at the end of the day, they work typically a six-hour day, typically from 9 to 3. At the end of the day, they can stand back and they really can look at a significant contribution that they just made to a deserving family here in our community, and it's really rewarding.
And I know what Russ is saying is absolutely true, because we've sent a few do-good bus full to Habitat projects, and they come away and they really were like, wow, we really did accomplish amazing things and didn't realize we could do it. And they, you're right, it is a great sense of accomplishment. Yep. when they're done.
And if people do want to find out more about Habitat for Humanity of Washington and Dodge Counties, where do they go?
Well, they can go to our website, for one, but they can also call our office. But in addition to that, you are welcome just to show up at one of our job sites. You know, you can just, if you're just an individual that's listening and say, wow, I like to give Habitat a try or whatever, literally you can go to one of our job sites. Generally speaking, we have job sites functioning Tuesday through Saturday, and just show up, and the paperwork and everything that we need is right there on the job site, and you can just join the crew that's working there that day. And so that's kind of exciting, because one thing that we truly need are what we call habitat regulars. And habitat regulars are the individuals that sort of desire to put their faith into action, you know, once a week or once every other week. But they come on a regular basis and volunteer for us. And the truth of the matter is that they become very, very skilled individuals. And we depend on them to sort of keep us on track as we move along in the build cycle. And so becoming a habitat regular is a big need that we have. And we have three projects going on, two here in Washington County and one in Dodge County. So we need regulars to help keep the projects moving and on track.
And we know for an event like German Fest, you need sponsors too. And Jessica, do you want to talk about some of the major sponsors?
Yeah, it was like we'd like to thank the First Weber Foundation for our foundational sponsorship, and also Delta Defense and Westman Mutual, Thrivent Financial, Commerce State Bank, Modern Woodman, Mike Mullaney Electrical Training Services, Schreiber, and Westman Transit Service. Like, they've all been wonderful key partners. I mean, on our job sites, we have a lot of these sponsors actually volunteer with us, too.
Sure.
It's fantastic.
All right. Anything else we need to let people know about either Habitat for Humanity or German Fest?
No, but come down and visit us this weekend. And please, if you heard this and you have some interest, just because you're at German Fest doesn't mean that you can't come and talk to one of us about volunteering and being a part of the ministry. And so just search out some of the people that you see either behind the bar or at the information booth, and we will be happy to link you in and get you connected with our friends at Habitat.
Speaking of behind the bar, I'll be pouring beer tomorrow, so I would love to talk to anybody who want information.
And again, tonight it's country and rock night, mm-hmm. with Whiskey Throttle, easy for me to say, and the Cheap Shots, and they start at 5 o'clock. But then polka music tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
Until it wraps up.
You got it.
So to make sure that that people are aware that German Fest does include polka music, a lot of it, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Michelle, got a couple of needs for this week?
Sure, I'll just do a quick highlight on some of our needs of the week. Of course, if you are interested in these three or over 200 other needs, you can visit our website and you can find out more information. But I'll just do a quick highlight. Friends Incorporated, they are looking for child care volunteers to read stories, serve snacks, do crafts for their monthly meetings. Tuesday Food Pantry, the Full Shelf Food Pantry. Actually, that one I just found out yesterday that they have found everybody that they need.
Oh,
so that was in the newspaper, and then we've highlighted it on our Facebook page, and volunteers have, you know, called.
Materialized.
And materialized, yes. And so that one I'm not even going to talk about because I know that one is full.
Okay.
Deli manager for NAMI. They're looking for somebody to assist with their Deli Day meal. And it's a program that is offered for kind of a light brunch for clients and volunteers and the community members. It builds relationships. And this position can be shared with other volunteers. So it's very flexible. The scheduling is flexible. And that is NAMI of Washington County.
And again, find out about these opportunities or more than 200 others at the website, which is
volunteernow.net.
Operators are standing by.
Yes.
All right. Russ, Jessica, Michelle, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.